Anyways.
Stand by me, stand by.
I wish you could really do redos in the podcast. Hey, stand everybody.
By. Hey,
y'all. Welcome to The Perspective. My name is Raylene Inez.
And I'm Destiny Denise.
And we're back on The Perspective. Last week, we did not have a show due to, you know, a great Vegas trip.
Vacation's all I ever wanted. Vacation and just get away.
Yes, we got away for the weekend. You know, went to the club, had a good time, drunk some Fat Tuesdays, being poolside. It was great. How did you enjoy your Vegas experience, Destiny?
It was my first time going as a legal adult. So
same
I
here.
Definitely partied hard.
Like, same here.
I made the best of the experience because I felt like this was like the start. I don't know if I told the listeners, you guys, that I have a bucket list, a summer / like 2017 bucket list that I've just been trying to tackle, like just, you know, checking little things off that I've always wanted to do, always wanted to experience. Like, I feel like that's a part of life, getting
Absolutely.
Out and just experiencing everything that life has to offer. So
that's dope.
This was the start of like my little vacation spree, because I definitely want to hit some more cities.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I loved Vegas. I won $30 off the slot machines. Thank you, Vegas. I tried a lobster
sickle. I taught her. She didn't know what she was doing.
She sure did.
I said, Raylene, hit that button. She hit it. She said, oh, cash out.
I was sitting there. Yo, when I tell you, we was at the casino at 4 in the morning. I could barely keep up. My feet was hurting. I'm drunk. I'm tired. It was like, you want to gamble? My heart was like,
yeah, that was something I never experienced. Like, just partying to like,
to the sun come up, taking shots till 6 in the morning. Like, we ain't got no sense. Then waking up at 10 to go get the free breakfast.
9:50, like, to be exact.
Bruh.
Because breakfast was over at 10.
But shout out to the squad. Lex, Schmez, Frank,
Dev.
Max. Devonay, Jazz, we love you guys to the death and the fullest. And also, shout out to Devontae, Maurice, and them. They went to Arizona, and I'm glad they had a safe trip. Now, on, since you know we had, you know, the previous show, we was talking about challenges and setbacks, we're going to talk about something that we all have a problem with in dealing with our everyday lives. Let's say it with me, you guys. Communication.
Man, jeez.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And that brings us to the question of the day. How would you best describe your communication? Who was over there hitting you up, Miss Hotline Bling?
That can only mean one thing.
Hey.
I don't know. It's probably T-Mobile telling me I exceeded my data limit. I use a lot of data. They always texting me telling me that.
So how would you best describe your communication, Destiny?
I think when it comes to me and my communication style, okay, so right now you guys call, okay, because I have to explain myself because it's like a, you know, okay. So right now I'm in the transition period where I'm kind of working on my communication style because 75% of the old me, because I still got 25% of it left in me, 75% of the old me, the way that I was very passive aggressive. Like, it took me a while to really learn how to talk my issues out. Like, I just held it in. It was something that I just was like, okay, I just ate it up. But ultimately, it started eating me up. Like, so, like, certain situations, like, I was the type to where I would, something would happen in front of my eyes, and I would wait. I would go home and think about it. Then I would text you. I was that type. I was very passive. I was very non-confrontational. I didn't want to be around that energy. Like, I wanted to, like, separate myself, then talk about it. But in this day and age, now that I, that was when I was, you know, 18 through, like, 20, maybe 20, I'm 23 now, maybe 23, maybe till up until this year, that I've really learned that in order to get through a scenario or a situation, good or bad, you have to learn how to communicate. And communicating comes with, you know, dealing with the truth. I was telling Raylene this on the way here. Sometimes you have to eat the truth up in order to be able to communicate. You have to be willing to be open-minded to all, you know, all aspects, both sides. You can't be closed-minded. And that's the problem that I had in the past. Like, I was really like, no, it's my way or the highway. Like, nothing you can say can persuade me that you're right type thing, you know? And it was mainly with, in relationships. That was my communication style. With my family and stuff, I was still friends. I was still passive aggressive. But now I'm learning, you know, throughout maybe the past 2 years, like I told you guys on the challenges and setbacks episode, the past 2 years of my life has been a definite roller coaster. And during the lows and the highs, I've learned to adjust and adapt to everyone. Like, with communicating, you have to learn who you're talking to.
Absolutely.
You can't talk to, you know, and me being the Scorpio that I am, I was aggressive too. Like, I always tell Raylene, the Scorpio in me, I have my little tail, and it comes forward, and I snap, like, and I have no remorse for it. And I had to learn, like, you know, ease up. Don't be so hard. You can still communicate without being aggressive, without revving up your energy, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, okay. I've been working on me, y'all. I've been on a new path.
My way of communicating, I feel like it's good.
Oh, Lord. That's it. You ain't even... I feel like it's good.
I'm going to get to it. I feel like it's good for the most part. I'm very punctual how I want... Like, if I say, for example, you know... Okay, I'm always, okay, if I'm going to be late, I'm going to call you. If, you know, if something happens, like if we're supposed to go out, I'll let you know I can't make it. Like, I try to be I try to make sure that's, reciprocated. But this is the problem I feel like with my friends, family, relations, everything. I communicate my feelings, how I feel, all that. I didn't say all that just to get okay.
Yeah, right. I need some feedback.
No. I need you to talk too. This is how you communicate and work things out. Communication is the key to everything. Your friendships, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriends, whatever. But how I communicate is I say everything, how I feel off the top of my head, how I'm genuinely feeling in that moment. And I need you to tell me what the deal is and tell me how you feel so I could get a better understanding and clarity for myself. Because that, okay? No, that's going to get you cut, okay? No.
Cut it. Yeah, I definitely feel like with my communication style, I'm also very sharp. Like, yeah. And I'm a definite... straight to the point type person. Like, I don't, like, how can I explain it?
You're not around a bush. You're like, look, you're one of those, like, okay, are we doing this? Yes or no? There's no in between. There's no yes, no.
So I right. And also, because I'm such a sharp person, I speak, I have a problem. This is the problem that I have with my friends, that they do not know how to talk and complete. Like, they just throw out little words, like key words of their thoughts, and expect me to put it together like I'm on a Soul Train Scrabble board. No! Put the whole thought out there so I could be like, okay, so let me... I'm not about to sit here and be like... what is the soul? Like, they throwing out, this is, they be like, yeah, like the, I'm trying to go to the store, the swap meet. Dang, I really need. So do you want to go to the swap meet? Do you want to go? Like, let me know. Like, I'm not about to sit here and play with these key words that you're doing. Like, let me know. Or sometimes they feel like they talking in broken English. I'd be like, what? What did you just say? Like, I'd be so confused. Like, and
my thinking be making you confused?
With my closest friends, Dev and Raylene, and my little sister. They have...
But you know what's so crazy? We all get it, though.
And that's my problem. They all get it. And I'm just like... And I'm a lefty, too. So I really feel like, you know, lefties, they we differ from you right-handed people, you know. You know, lefties rule the world. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, I still love y'all. But sometimes they be having a few screws loose. And I feel like that in my quote-unquote relations with these
men.
Guys. I'm not going to even call them men. Guys. Because I have yet to meet.
I was trying to be respectful because I was going to say something else.
See, I'm going to call y'all guys because y'all guys. Y'all can be guys. Like,
the
guys.
I was going to say the other word.
But, no. The guys because... I feel like they communication style
sucks
when it comes to
it just really
telling their feelings and things of that nature. You know what? I'm gonna lay it out there. I didn't pour my heart to some men out there, guys out there,
for real. And all I got was okay.
It didn't been like I didn't been.
I felt like y'all done snatched my heart out, ripped it up, stepped on it, crip walked on it a couple of times, for real. Like, y'all
hurt.
Y'all done really hurt me.
It hurt.
For real.
Really
subliminal hurts. Message.
Alrighty.
But going on to question number two, I feel like my mic low. Let me try to fix this. Okay. Question number two, what is a big factor for you when it comes to communication? Like, what is a key factor when it comes to communicating?
To me, when it comes, the biggest factor is, I have two biggest factors, is understanding and the ability to be able to listen. Because
yes.
Those two things are the kind of branches of communication for me. Because when it comes to understanding, you need to be willing to be open-minded to both sides, being able to put both the shoe on both foot. I can understand your perspective and you understand mine. Sometimes you're not going to agree. That's where the two adults come into the situation to be able to agree to disagree.
Exactly.
And that's all across the board. Friends, family, relationships, the ability to understand me, because I'm the way that I think like a devil's advocate. I always think of both sides, mm-hmm. No matter same what way. I'm thinking about. Even if I agree with it or not, I always sit back and be like, well, what if? That's just the type of thinker that I am. And some people misconstrue that with, you know, sometimes some people take it the wrong way, but I'm just, you know, getting clarity of both sides. Like, certain people, because in order to get clarity, you have to ask questions. So I'm a question asker. I'm going to ask questions.
A lot of them.
So it's not me pressing you. And I have this issue with my relations. A lot of
same
males
here.
Feel like that I'm pressing. No, I want clarity. So I'm going to ask a question. And that's the problem. That's why I don't really like communicating through text when it comes to serious situations.
I'd rather be in person because I get to see your move.
I get to feel your energy. I get to do all of that. And also... you don't have time to think about a lie
exactly. If
it's a serious situation. And even when it's a serious situation, when it's text, you can't tell the tone. You can't tell. You can't really tell. And sometimes somebody's sarcasm and you can just be taking it as real seriousness. So that's why I just prefer not to do that through text. And then my other branch of communication is the willingness to be able to listen. Because as you're understanding, in order to understand, you have to listen.
Exactly.
Some people don't want to hear their flaws. A lot of people don't like to hear the truth. A lot of people don't like to hear, you know, you're the bad guy too. I always tell people it's two sides to a situation. In certain situations, not all, but in certain situations, both parties play their part, or however many parties are involved in the situation, all play their part, you know?
Absolutely. And the thing with that, just to piggyback off what you're talking about, the thing that I really hate in situations like that is when someone always trying to play victim.
Yeah.
Again, subliminal.
Oh, God.
I'm being petty.
But when the willingness to be able to listen, when it comes to communicating through text, it's hard for you to really get someone to be able to listen because they can easily keep avoiding the conversation. They can keep texting you like, I don't care or whatever. You know, it's easy versus being in person. So I think with those two things, for me to be able to communicate, because I'm not, because like I said, I'm a sharp thinker. So even if you are, don't really get it all the way out, I'll be able to get an understanding. I'll read the context of it. The context clues, you know, second grade. Come on, y'all. But yeah, like the context, you'll get the paraphrase of it, the whole gist of it. But that those are my two key factors, because I'm a very, I pride myself on being an excellent communicator when I communicate my feelings. Or even when I communicate my issues with people, whether it's family, friends, and sometimes when I say issues, people take issues as a negative connotation. An issue is just something that needs minor fixing. Say for your car has issues. Your car has minor issues and major issues. Think of that as a life sense, in your life sense. Your friendship has minor issues. Oh, my friend, you know, she always flaking. Like, I need to talk to her about that. Like, don't wait till the last minute, till it's 30 minutes time to go out and I'm dressed and you say you don't want to go no more. You know?
Yeah.
I could reroute my time somewhere else.
Exactly.
At an earlier time. It's not the fact that I'm mad that you don't want to go. It's the fact that you flaking at the very last minute.
Understand.
That's the same thing with a date. If you was to go on a date with a dude and he flakes last minute, it's like, I would prefer to know this earlier,
right,
versus me spending my whole day getting ready. My conscience is on it. It's raw for my subconscious, especially if it's a date that's planned.
Right.
My subconscious is on it. Like, okay, I got this date so-and-so days away. All right, cool. Like, let me make sure I keep that little pocket open so I don't double book. Boom, the time gets here. You ready, you know? It's not that it's like you overly excited, but it's like you're ready, you're getting dressed or whatever.
And you're ready to do what you're thinking about.
Or they're not answering their phone, or, you know, it's just a whole lot of runaround that people don't have time to do, you know? Communication is key for that, because if you would have communicated this earlier to me, I'd have been like, oh, no problem, girl, or it's no problem, boo. We can rain check. It's cool. Like, I could catch you on another time. And if it's my boo that flake on me, I'm calling my homegirls. What you doing, y'all? What y'all doing tonight? If it's my boo, or it's my homegirls, I'm calling my boo. What you doing tonight?
Exactly.
Like, so it's just all about those branches for me. What about you?
I just feel like you just seriously took every single thing out of my mouth, because I had that written down. But it's just to piggyback off of what you said, it's just, for me personally, I want someone to have an open mind. That's the main thing that I really look for, is an open mind, because I feel like everything I'm about to tell you, I don't want to feel like that sense of, like, you judging me.
Right.
Because I can feel that as I'm telling you, the look on your face. Mm-hmm. I look for all of that, and I just feel like if you're not willing to listen and to understand and, you know, have a judge-free and clear mind, then I feel like the communication itself is not going to work, period. Because those are the key things that I look for, those big factors. I look for being understanding, and I do look for being an open mind, no judgment, none of that, because I feel like the communication will flow better.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, we're going to go ahead and get on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the levels of the communication and, you know, scenarios of how we will communicate a situation or something that happens. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Ooh, see. We just been so off, you know, with our standbys and our cues, but you know what? It's all right. Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, we are on the second segment of our show called What's Your Perspective? Now, when it comes to communication, we're going to be talking about the levels to communication. From my perspective, some levels of communication, it starts with the boring text. You know, boring. Hey, what you doing? Hi. You know, the one words, LOLs, OKs. I hate those. If you talk like that, our communication is not going to go very well. And then especially if I try to, you know, make the conversation more engaging, like, oh, how was your day today? Good. What the it's like, you can't go nowhere. What did you do today?
Chill. Don't let no man what you doing you to death, girl. Cause
I know
they
I'm
will.
Not. No, I'm saying these are the things that I'm asking. Like, oh, what are you doing? Like, and they're giving me the one word answers. And it just makes you just go, you know what? Start. Done. Like,
dun-da-da.
Came to the dead end, sir. Like, you're not saying anything to make me, my mind intrigue, make me think, make me wonder, make me question. And that, you know, like, how would you, what would you say the levels of communication? Because I feel like it's boring, then okay, it's like for the me, okay.
For me, my idea of levels of communication is a little different from Maylene's. To me, the levels of, like, communication is, like, it starts off, like, it's, like, four levels. The first level is, like, small talk. It's, like, you know, you're interchanging just the basic things, like, on the surface, the what you're doing today, the any plans this week, the, you know, just boring things. Oh, you know,
that's where I was getting at.
How was your boring. How you sleep, things like that, and then... The second level for me is like, but that's just all across the board, not just with texting, like just
over the phone, FaceTime.
No, not just with texting. Like, I think you're thinking of it like as a relationship aspect. Yes, I do not like that, but I'm saying just in like putting life, you know, I just think about life in communication, applying that. The first level is just like the basic general talk, like how you talk to basic coworkers that you don't mess with, or strangers, or, you know, like people you standing in line with, like it's just basic things like that, just small talk, not really things that would pique interest. The second stage to me would be like the get to know stage. It's the stage where you're starting to share personal information about your life,
okay.
Things that interest you, your hobbies, things like that. Your birthday, where you from. The third stage for me would be like your viewpoints and your opinions on politics and religion and money and government and things like that, race, just things that's going on in the everyday world. And then the fourth would be, I think, would be that real below the surface of your fears, what scares you, the things that really drive and make you the person who you are today, like what's your pains, like, and a lot of people don't get to that fourth level, like, people barely get to the third level. Like, it be stuck on what y'all, you'd be talking about your life with a person for months, like, and you guys never get to the point of, you know, I can speak for myself. I don't really, with some guys, I get to that third stage of, you know, your viewpoints on politics and how you feel on religion. Because me being a non-religious spiritual person, I want to know your views on it. Not that I'm going to pass judgment on you for your views. Not that I'm going to persuade you anywhere else. I want to know your views. I want to know, why do you believe in your faith? Exactly. I'm going to tell you why I believe what I believe
in.
So it's like a lot of people sway from those things. Government. Race, you know, racial issues. People think I'm a Black Panther because I'm always talking about racial issues and gentrification. I research, I read, so I want to be able to talk about these things with my peers, you know? So if you can't get to that with me, that's the point that's the point in my life I'm at. Like, if a guy can't get to at least to the third, I don't even need to be on the fourth for that, because that'll come with time, but that third level, that's a definite in order to be able to take someone seriously.
Like, absolutely.
Because if you're thinking in a dating sense, you're dating to be, you know, for the long haul and to be engaged or in, you know, in the future married, you have to know these things about a person.
Absolutely.
In order to be like, okay, do I want to be with this person? Do I want to raise children with this person?
Like, exactly.
It's like you have to know all of that, like, in order to...
I want
to
know if you're a family-oriented person. Do you even got a relationship, like, I feel with your mama, your daddy, your grandma. I want to know. I want to know because it just shows me what type of person that you are. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't want to just... Because, see, I feel like the problem with our generation is that we don't communicate. We just see what we go for. We go for what the naked eye can't see.
The ego and not the soul.
Exactly. And I feel like that's where we fall short at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when pretty much... When it comes to our generation doing that, it's just like... Us as our generation, and even for our younger generation, because they're going to be going into the dating world too, and then they
pretty
piggyback.
Soon. Yeah, my nephew's 13.
And then it's like they piggyback of what they see from what we're doing. Oh, girl, he got the chain. Girl, let's talk to him. He got that big old Franco on. Probably got that Franco on, but can't pay his rent. He got three baby mamas. Not saying that, but I'm just saying in general, like, all that what you see on the outer is not what is coked up and what is what it is to be.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of us women go for the outer vessel, and you see what his materialistic, but don't see.
But not even that, because a person that's materialistic could be
a good
communicator, but it's just like what's been, people don't want to communicate. Like,
they just hop in for what they see, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like they don't want to communicate. I don't know if it's like a pride issue or if it's a fearful thing. Because me, like, I try to sway away from that whole persona of the, what you call it? No, like the dudes that got the chains, that's flashy and all that. Like, oh. I try to stay away from that. But it's been rare, like, just even on a regular type dude that's a 9-to-5 dude, nobody wants, I don't know what it is. Like, you know the scenario that I had. I've been told that I was too deep because of the type of level of conversation that I had. Like I said, I'm a sharp thinker. I'm very below the surface. I want to talk about everything. Like,
same here.
Speaking of below the surface,
let's get into that. That brings us to segment question number 2. Digging a little bit deeper. That's the fourth stage. It is the fourth stage, because it's like that's you. I feel like you're trying to bring everything from the ground up to really see what this person is really about. Because it's like you're getting to know.
It's that enlightening conscious stage. I feel like it's that stage. It's like, and not everybody has that fourth stage, and that's what I'm getting into with the dipping below the surface and being deep. I told I was too deep, because some people don't have that fourth level of where they're becoming a conscious thinker and becoming aware of their surroundings and starting to think of the what ifs and the whys and the hows. They're just going with the motions of life. I'm not that type of thinker, although I do live my life to the fullest.
Absolutely.
The reason why I live my life to the fullest is because of, I got the answers to the whys and the hows and the what ifs of things that I've always questioned and wanted to know about, you know? So it's helping me progress my life. I'm living a better life. I'm becoming a better me. So when I see people become, like you said, open-mindedness, that goes with dipping below the surface, because you have to be open-minded to things that you've never even imagined, like things that you never thought even existed. Like, you just have to be real open-minded to be able to receive what the information. Like, I'm a big reader. I love to read. Same. Like, whether if it's a physical book or if it's on my phone, I'm reading something, just feeding my brain with information, because I feel like you can never stop learning. That's a part of being an effective communicator, especially with dipping below the surface. You have to know what you're talking about and understanding it. Understanding is a major factor, because if you can't understand it, you can't be able to recite it. You can't be able to communicate it to the next person.
Exactly.
So, we're dipping below the surface. And I thank the Lord, because my friends are very, you know, we're very a group of open-minded, intelligent intellect artists, like, in every aspect, and we always are pushing the envelope when it comes to conversation. We talk about
everything.
We talk about death, we talk about religion, we talk about heaven, we talk about government, we talk about money, we talk about community issues. We just talk about everything other than that. We talk about sports and things like that, but it's not a part of
our
everyday
conversation.
It's so
much more that we could talk about.
We're not, I don't know when the last time me and my friends sat up and gossiped about celebrities, like, like things that we seen on The Shade Room. Like, we don't do that, because it's just so much more going on in life.
We talk about so many things. Like, I can't even think of the last time we did that.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, girl, you seen Shade Room, girl? You seen what they did?
Yeah.
Like, I can't think.
I feel like I can't even communicate with someone who doesn't have the ability to just be open-minded to the dipping below the surface. Because, like you said, I'm going to feel like you're judging me because of the knowledge I retained. Because it's a lot of things that people don't know. Like, You know, when you try to tell certain people, especially those are that are stuck in their ways of...
of thinking.
Ways of thinking, especially, and you have this problem with a lot of older people. They be stubborn. Like, so when you have stubborn people around you, it's kind of hard for you to be able to get off. Not even just things that are around you, just starting with your feelings. Exactly. A lot of people, that's what communicating, it's hard for people to do because... they get shut out. They get shut down.
Yeah, and that's not good either. Like, well, I don't agree with people just shutting people out when they're trying to communicate something to you, because that makes them feel like you're unwanted and you don't want to hear it, you don't want to listen. And that makes people shut down, and that creates a person that a totally different person, mm-hmm. that you know that who doesn't listen to anybody, who just doesn't care. And I just feel like with friends, family, relationships, anyone, I just, to all of our listeners and viewers, just communicate as effectively and as fluently as possible to that person. And
yeah, because that goes hand in hand with dipping below the surface, because you become a person who dips below the surface.
Yeah.
Like, you become that person who is just like, okay, well, since my thoughts are unheard, or... you know, my thoughts are unwanted, then I might as well not say anything at all. And that's for me, a person that has went through that, that's why it's my main requirement. You have to be able to understand and listen. Because if you're not understanding and listening to everything that's going around, some people don't want to hear the bad stuff. Some people don't want to hear that you're hurt or that you're in pain. It's like, no, like I said earlier, the other person has to be able to
receive it.
Has they
can't be the one to just shut it out because they know what they did. And that's where people,
that's a part of being an effective communicator. Just because you know how to communicate well, you have to know how to be able to receive it too. Just exactly. As much as you can dish it, you have to know how to take it. And that's what dipping below the surface is, because it's a lot of things, like, for example, like family issues. I feel like that's a dip below the surface, because a lot of family issues resonate sometimes in a sad place. It's sometimes it's those little dark clouds that kind of hover.
Make one big thundercloud.
Like, they kind of hover and conjoin together. So in order to let it, you know, you have to let that out in order to see the sun. You have to, like I told you guys last week, in order to see the light, you have to go through the dark. Like, you have to get through it. You got to go through it. And there's no way around it. And I think people have that problem, too. They try to take the easy way out and try to sweep things under the rug. You can't keep sweeping under the rug, because when that dust storm comes and blow that rug away,
it's all
that dust. It's the dust. Everything is just coming up. It's just going to blow up. And you don't want that when it comes to communicating.
And one thing I can say growing up in my adolescence and my teen years, I was one of those teenagers who really did feel shut out. And one thing that helped me, even to this very day, even last year, that helped me so very much, when I felt like, you know, my back was against the wall and I felt like I had absolutely no one to talk to, was what we started last year, a journal. And I can think, as a little kid, my adolescence, my young adulthood, I've always kept some type of diary
or
some type of journal, because I just felt like if no one's not going to hear me, I'm going to hear myself. Yeah. And I've always had that thought in my head. And that's what made me start to write poetry. That's what made me start to just write in general how I'm feeling, because I felt like, because I felt myself, the more I kept that negative energy bottled in, the more and more angrier I got, the more sad I became, the more I felt myself, like, you know, when I was 15, 16, 17, I felt myself like, I felt like it was an anchor weighing me down, and the only way I could break through with it was to write. And I just thank the universe now, because, like, at such a young age, I was able to learn that.
All right.
You know? And I just pretty much, with communication, I just feel like even if you feel like no one's listening to you, and when you feel shut out, I just feel like you could go to any type of outlet. It doesn't even have to be writing. It could be singing. It could be dancing. It could be something. But working out, I just feel like everyone on this earth needs some type of release. Definitely. When they feel that way.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. When it comes to that, I feel like I started writing as well, and it was to this day, a year later, I still write. Now, it may not be every day, but I make it a point to write at least twice a month just to get my thoughts out.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's certain situations where I need to go write immediately just to release it. Because sometimes you may not want to share all your thoughts and all your feelings with someone. You may not feel comfortable, and that's okay. That's totally fine, because sometimes I don't feel comfortable sharing all my thoughts, even with my closest friends, with my sister and my mom. That's fine. Write it out. It feels so much better. And to this day, sometimes I'll like open my journal and I'll just look at a page and read it. And just reflect, like, okay, how was I feeling at that time? And maybe at that time, I was feeling better than I'm feeling at the moment. And I'll make a point, like, okay, let me get back to that. Or maybe I'm feeling high on a high, and I read where I was on a low. And it'll make me feel so much better. Like, wow, I'm progressing. I'm pushing forward from a year from feeling how I felt at that given moment. Versus now, it makes me feel more motivated to keep going.
Exactly.
It makes me feel, you know, like everything is working in my favor. Things that I've seen, things that I wrote about that I've foreseen. Like, you know, I'm going to be in this place at this given time. This is where I'm going to be. Why? Because it's my destiny. Pun intended. Hey. But, yeah, it just makes me... Man, it feels good.
It does feel good.
Also, with the communicating, feeling good, if you're communicating that you're support for someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Communicating and expressing that you're happy for someone. Because a lot of people, it's okay to give out love. That's what life is about. Like,
you gotta love love.
Show love. Not in the sense of I love you, like infatuation type love, but
show support. Yeah, show kindness. Yeah, show gratitude. And people
generosity.
People fail to do that nowadays. People seriously fail to do
that. And I think that's what creates bad communicators, because they often feel like they're shown, you know, no love, or certain situations turn them toward, like, for example, you have a man and a woman, and a man gets his heart broken by the woman. He changes into a different man, or vice versa. The woman changes into a different woman. His or her communication style with the next few people in line changes.
Are going to change.
Yeah, they become a different person. So I think, you know, it's like a message to everyone to just be a better person and show love. And even if you don't want to show love, communicate that.
Exactly.
Don't play with someone's feelings, because that's comes with the part of communicating. You have to be able to communicate your feelings. So if someone is communicating their feelings to you about how they feel, understand that and process it and make a decision based on what has been communicated to you
and how you feel, what you should do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Not for that person, for you.
Exactly. Because if you got to do everything for you up in this world. But just communicate. I just feel like communication just goes with everything, with life, with just everything. Yeah, definitely. And people really fail to realize that, because one thing can just be misconstrued to lead to something. Okay, for example, Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. The last episode before she commits suicide, there was a miscommunication between her and the counselor, and the girl took that and ran with what the counselor said, and ended up really genuinely feeling like no one was there, and for her to commit suicide. And it was just like that part, because just hearing, you have to watch to understand, but it's just like that right there to me shows how communication could seriously be misconstrued, and seriously, you know, it could seriously hurt somebody. It could seriously give somebody the wrong impression. Just everything. That's why you have to be very, very fluent and really clarify everything when you communicate. And I stress that a lot because I'm a really big communicator myself. And I try to communicate everything with everyone. I try my hardest to. And if I'm not doing it, someone please check me out. You know, like, for example, when you called me yesterday, girl, you're taking a long time. What happened? You know, my bad. I was running behind. That was my fault. I didn't communicate with you. That's an example. I'm just being honest. Shut up. Going on to the third scenario.
No. What are you doing? Boo boo.
Going on to the third scenario.
All right, I ain't gonna tell them. I was gonna tell y'all why I was calling her Boo Boo Kitty, but she don't want me to tell her. So I'm gonna shut up.
Oh, that was a fun. I'll share that story when I register and understand what happened. Then I'll tell y'all. All right, so now we're gonna switch it up a little bit on this week's episode of Perspective. When it comes to communication, we're gonna talk about some communication scenarios, and you know how we communicate that. Destiny, you got a scenario you wanna give to me and see how we'll communicate that and.
Okay.
See how it would go down?
Well, we're going to give these different scenarios because I'm just going to give you a little background in it. She just jumped into it. But the reason why we're going to do these scenarios because when me and Raylene were talking about it, we were discussing how you communicate differently. Like your communication approach is differently in different scenarios. Like, for example, you may talk differently to your boyfriend or girlfriend how you talk to your coworker or your supervisor.
Yeah.
You may talk different to your mom how you talk different to your sisters or your brothers. Like, it's just all about the levels, and they go hand in hand. Like, it's kind of like a level of authority type thing. Like, how would you handle this person, and how would you, you know, receive and be able to communicate your feelings with this person?
Absolutely, that makes complete sense.
And a lot of that comes with, I feel like a lot of that comes in with work and relationships the most.
Oh man,
like being able to communicate your style of, or not even your style, but just being you in a sense, but trying to, because like for example, me. Because I'm aggressive, like I just stated earlier, a lot of guys feel like I'm pressing. No, I'm not pressing. I'm just getting out what I'm thinking. Like, is that a crime?
That's how these men make it seem.
I didn't know it was a crime for me to be able to get out. Like, these men, they say they want women who think for themselves. And when I'm thinking for myself and I'm telling you how I'm thinking, you not liking how I'm thinking, what is you thinking? Like, what?
Right.
That makes no sense. Or, for example, working with a supervisor or, you know, someone who has a higher position than you. And they feel like just because they have that higher position, they're automatically right and they can talk to you any kind of way. That's not how we do that over here, baby. I didn't have so many problems with supervisors.
And being a devil advocate because I am a supervisor. How do I talk to my employees, my workers?
Go up there to the fourth floor. That's it?
I'm like, hey, what's your name? I can't think of your name, but can you do that?
If I was her employee, I'm going to be like, my name is Destiny. Officer Sutton, if you want to be professional. Like, hello. And that's what we...
And I'll be like, well, my bad. And my apologies. But can you go to the fourth floor?
See? That's the scenarios we talking about right here. And that would be like, no. I've had scenarios where I've had supervisors not speak to me. They would come into the job and speak to everyone but me. That's not an effective communicator.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I communicated my ass right to that office and told him. And I'm going to communicate with his boss that I wasn't appreciating how I was, you know? That's not how we roll over here. When it comes to family and communicating, it's a lot of things that where...
Can get misconstrued.
Misconstrued. And also, it's a lot of especially with mothers... What I say go, like, you know, I'm right automatically.
Because they the mama, they think they
you know,
right.
It's like, I know you brought me into this world, mama. I love you to death. But
not everything you say is right.
Right. Like, right. That's how millennials think.
Not everything.
Not everything. Like, mama. But, and it's, and not even my mother that I had this issue with. Because I'll let her have it. Like, okay, mama, you right, whatever. Who I have this issue with is my siblings. I have two brothers and one sister. And they get on my last nerve. This is my last nerve, ladies and gentlemen. And they're on it. So, yeah, when it comes to just, like, for example, me and my sister. My sister, she's younger than me. She's 4 years younger than me. And she is a little firecracker. She just snaps. Like, you guys remember them them little box of little snappers you got from the ice cream truck back in the day? Like, they was like 50 cents, and you used to throw them, like, they used to pop. And the boys used to throw them at the girls' legs. Them. She's like them. Like, a whole, like, billion trillion of them. Just think of that. Like, that's her. Like, so, me being the calm soul that I am, it, like, I'm a person that goes based off her energy. So when I'm just joking with her or just playing with her, she goes 0 to 100 really quick. Destiny, why you da, 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 just you play too much, and it's just like she like a little chihuahua, like I should be like, oh my god, it's not. And then I get mad, like, it's not even that serious, like,
yeah,
you're extra for no, like, and it's just like a piggyback. But when she's playing with me, and I kid you guys not, mark my words, I say, okay, I'm gonna remember that. So she comes, maybe like later in the day, she thinks she forgot, I forgot, and I'm supposed to be over, so she come playing with me. And I'll be like, nah, get out. What you playing for? Bye. Oh, your attitude messed up. You got an attitude problem. And I'll just be like, wow. Wow. Same thing with my mother. Oh, you crazy. Wow. Wow. And then they expect you to be over it, like, within 30 minutes. Like, my sister, after she get done calling me irritating and annoying, she comes in the room with a blunt, like, you want to smoke? No, I don't. I do not. Like, get out. Like, close my door and leave me alone. Same thing with my mom. And my mom doesn't really do it now, but I remember when I was younger, my mom used to whoop the mess out of me. Like, 15 minutes later, coming there asking me, do I want to go to Walmart? No. I don't want to go to Walmart with you. Crap. I don't want no McDonald's. I don't want none of that. I'm running away. I got my bag ready. I'm running away. 8 years, I'm running away. I got my bag packed in the closet. You're not even knowing when you go to Walmart. I'm trying to figure out what out of here.
I'm on that bike and I'm going.
I'm out of here. I'm running away. I'm mad. I didn't walk back and forth in my room like, oh, and you didn't.
Like, Kayla, oh,
and you gonna come
God.
In my room and ask me, do I want to go to Walmart? No, I do not. I do not.
I have a scenario like that that just played in my head. I never forget. I was 9, bro. My mom pissed me off. She beat my ass. Because of my little brother. I have a little brother, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the devil. She whooped me because what he did.
Don't you
hate
that?
Man, I got mad. So I'm like, I'm running away. My mom, I promise you, like 30 minutes later, my mom was like, I was crying, boo-hooing, eyes are so puffy because I was crying so much. My mom comes in there like, oh, baby, you want a hug? Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
She gets mad because I wouldn't let her touch me. I get up, I ride the bike around the corner like 3 times. Dang. Like, where am I going to go? I'm packing nothing but stuffed edibles. I wasn't even smart enough to pack no clothes.
Girl.
I didn't even pack a
journal. I had a journal in my back, my runaway bag, my little Lisa Frank. I have my little Lisa Frank pencil set. My Bratz doll. And
oh my God,
I don't know what else. And some juice. I had my mom used to give me them. They was like, you know, they was the juices and they had the characters on top. That's what it was, one of them. Put it in my bag. But word communication, I feel like bosses and stuff don't communicate. Like, for example, God, ladies and gentlemen, I have a day job. And today, I wake up, you know, mind you, yesterday, they called me, asking me about my schedule, was I coming in? I'm usually off on Wednesdays because I usually have photo shoots. So I told them, I'm like, you know, you guys, I told you guys that I'm usually off on Wednesdays, da, 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 yada, yada, yada. They're like, okay, cool, see you tomorrow. Boom. I get up, get dressed, go to work. Mind you, I get up at 6 o'clock. You know, I got to be to bed, get up. And I'm not really a morning, like, I'm a morning person, but I'm like a 7:45 morning person.
That's still too early.
No, because I could do with that extra hour 45, you know. But so I get up, go to work, walk in, they call my name. Usually Thursdays, I work a half day because I have the show, so I have to prep for the show and things. So they call my name, I go up there to get my work. And I see I'm off at 3:30. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, this ain't right. I'm half day. So the guy, he's like, oh, talk to Patrick, which is my supervisor. So I go to Patrick, like, hey, I'm half day. He's like, oh, well, I don't have any work for you, so you're going to have to go home.
What?
Y'all just called me yesterday talking about see you tomorrow. It's tomorrow. It's today.
You know, like, it's funny. My boss did some crazy thing,
too. You need to communicate that, too. You should have communicated. Like, okay, Destiny, I'll see you Friday. Okay. Cool. See you Friday.
See? My boss did some tricky stuff like that, too. You know, everything cool, fine and dandy. Yesterday, I'm going to get him to work my Saturday. Oh, Raylene, hey, I know you came back from vacation. We got a meeting today at 8 in the morning. I get off at 8. What the hell do I feel like staying over last minute because you didn't do your job to tell me that we had a meeting?
Right.
So why should I stay over? I stayed over, though, because I wasn't going to get in trouble. But I still got on him because it's like you never communicated that to me. Like, you never said, hey, Raylene, even on Monday. No. I came up there Tuesday to go look at my car because my car broke down before Vegas. But Anime good, though. She good. She rolling. You know, my little putt-putt, she doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to even tell him, like, I seen you Tuesday. Why you ain't tell me Tuesday?
Right.
You was all in my face Tuesday when I was trying to get my car to start. Couldn't tell me then. Oh, Raylene, by the way, you got a meeting Thursday, 8 a.m. Gonna tell me Wednesday afternoon.
Speaking of communicating, I don't like that, switching it up. I don't like in relationships or when you're dealing with a guy, I don't like how a majority of them wait till you call them out on their stuff that they try to call you out on your stuff. How long have you been sitting on this, my guy? Like,
right.
I'm the type of person, if I have an issue with something that you're doing right then and there, if it's really bugging me, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't like, I'm going to let you know. Like, hey, when you do this, or I'm going to let you know. What I don't like is when I'm letting you know, sometimes when I'm fed up, and, well, I don't say nothing when you da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's your fault that you don't say anything. I'm the type to speak up.
Like, exactly.
I'm not going to just keep sweeping things under the rug because I just want to get over them humps. I don't want to let it build. Like,
that's the most draining thing. Because I went through that in a relationship where all he wanted to do was just sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And when that dust storm came and blew that rug out the way, it was all hell, when right. I tell you. So that's why it's very important to just communicate everything out on a table.
Definitely.
Everything.
With anyone in your life. If you got an issue with your coworker, communicate. You got an issue.
I got an issue with one subliminal. I got an issue with one. I cannot wait to press it on Saturday.
Oh,
and it's so funny because they told me not to say nothing, but the little... Yeah, I'm going to be quiet because my coworkers do listen.
Communicate these issues with your family members because, you know, family, sometimes blood isn't thicker than water. I know you got some messed up family members that probably does some messed up things, but the ones that you are...
Consider family.
Communicate your issues with them, you know? Friends, communicate. Because I feel like your friends, especially, I don't know about some people because, you know, some people circle of friends a little iffy. They didn't.
Right.
But the ones who got that close-knit, keep it close in. Keep it tight. Keep the communication flowing. Because communication is just going
to help
everything.
It's the key to everything.
Yeah.
It's the key to everything.
Relationships, I feel like women keep doing you. Men keep doing you. But just keep communicating how y'all feel. Like,
exactly.
Don't let your pride and ego get in the way.
For real. Because you know, that's the irritating part. Something
potentially great. It may not be a relationship, but it could potentially be a great friendship, a great partnership, business relationship.
You never know.
You just never know. So just communicate and keep those bridges built, because we can all be connected and hold hands.
And we are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter place. So let's start living.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. That will be the end of this week's episode of The Perspective. You can check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Please be sure to follow me, your girl Raylene Inez, on Instagram with 2 Z's, Raylene Inez with 1 Z on Twitter, Snapchat Red Rose with 3 A's. Destiny, please tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me at Destiny Denise with 3 E's on the end on Instagram, and you can find me at Destiny Denise with 2 E's on the end on Snapchat.
Alrighty then, that completes this week's episode of The Perspective. Thank you guys for listening. We love y'all. Peace out. See y'all next week.
Bye.